Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Before the show starts, make sure you visit the Breakfast Store for all the sweet breakfast merch, like the super comfy breakfast t-shirts and the very dapper breakfast coffee mugs. Go there now, breakfaststore.com.
Can I get y'all anything else?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brett Pope.
I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full.
Almost. Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love whatever happened to angel food cake. Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
Slightly, but yeah. Only slightly from the hooker from Borat mm-hmm. to talk about your social media strategy, because this is something that I'm astonished by. It works. I tell other people about it when you're not in the room because I love it so much. There is a certain, for those of you who know, and those of you who don't know, you're about to. Social media for actors and people in Hollywood is vitally important. You know, for your cousin who works as a carpenter in O'Fallon, Missouri, you know, they'll put whatever they're going to put on there so you can safely mute and block them and you don't have to worry about their nonsense anymore. But if you're an actor in Hollywood, that would be terrible because that's how you get out there. That's how you get seen. That's how people become aware of you. You know, you make a lot of contacts, you social media friend or whatever, everybody that you get to come across, basically everybody across the board. So you have this huge, huge net of people around the area that you have at least made contact with once before. So now you're in the club. So you have to keep an active social media strategy in order to be seen, in order for people to think you're working. If people think you're working, they will want to work with you more because they don't want to work with somebody who's not successful. That's just the natural human mindset, and it applies to this town as well. Now, Brent Pope, you have a very unique social media strategy. I don't want to give too much of it away. I'll let you handle it right there. But you do social media different than a lot of other people and following a very specific strategy.
Oh, interesting. I'd love to be able to tell you what that is. I think you're going to have to explain it to me, and I'll tell you if I agree or not.
Listen, here's what Brent Pope's being way too modest at this moment. Brent Pope made a decision a long time ago to not be controversial. There's a social media strategy that says, here's pictures of me at a Starbucks with my computer open, and it just says, writing time. Or it's mm-hmm. a picture of you on set, and it says, back on set. And it's all just these affirmational, I'm working, I'm out there, I exist. Look at me being successful. Also, nothing controversial, nothing that could possibly turn anybody off other than success.
Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. Part of that's intentional, part of it's unintentional. So the stuff where I'm like, I'm on set, that's because I do want people to know that I'm working. Like you said, there are some casting directors that I wouldn't say this is the most important thing to them, but there could be a thing where like we have two people, they're pretty equal, we like both their performances. Well, let's see, this guy's very active and people like follow him on social media and has that, and the other person maybe doesn't. They just, it's not their thing. So that could be a tiebreaker. But also part of it is, I would make my stand in smaller places, and I also come from a place where there's, like, many differences of opinion socially,
but you grew up on a dairy farm, and there comes a certain political spectrum that comes with those people. And my family grew up on a dairy farm as well, so I know exactly. I'm not trying to talk down about any of these people.
No, not at all.
Because they're wonderful people, but they're different. They're different than Hollywood.
I guess I do have my own views, but I, like, kind of prefer to have those conversations in person with people for the most part.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We've had moments on this show, but yeah, I try to keep it light. I do think that there's a lot of people doing what you're talking about, and I think that's important and valuable, but I also think it's like important and valuable to like help us stay sane and have some fun things all the time, you know?
And this is, and this brings me to my ultimate point right here, is one of your specific social media posts, and you know what I'm going to say
now
because I talk about it all the time. So I don't remember exactly what the event is, but something very, very controversial, very politically charged happened. And so I'm looking at my Twitter feed, and it's just this post, this post, this post, everything about this highly charged, highly politically motivated topic.
Yep.
And then Brent Pope, as this island in the middle of this ocean of pain, is posting about
a tugboat.
Tugboats.
Yeah.
In the middle of one of the most controversial days in social media history. And to be fair, I do not remember what this specific event was. And then there's Brent Pope with his tugboat pictures. And I said, that's the social media strategy.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it is a fun little thing. I do think tugboats are really cool and,
they're great.
And cute. The other thing is, I don't know if you know this about tugboats, since I was in the Navy, like a lot of times when you're pulling into a port with your ship, the ship is too big to steer in that small of a area. So what pushes you into place, this giant ship that's like not our ship. Our ship is probably, I don't know, maybe 100 meters long, but some of them are double that or three times that, right? What actually moves them into place, these tiny tugboats? And the tugboats have like little tires on the side of them so that they don't rub up against the ships and ruin each other's, you know, paint jobs. It is a fun thing, but it's also deeper than that, I think, because tugboats do show how like these little things that seem insignificant can also have a big effect on a giant issue.
And just like in the social media, you're using tugboats to navigate Brent Pope's feed through a particularly dangerous area. Makes total sense to me. And so if ever you see Brent Pope posting about tugboats, if you don't know yet, something very controversial and important has happened in our world. And Brent Pope is there with his tugboat to guide you through the canal of social media to get you to the other side.
Yeah, or it could be also like maybe a sloth, some kind of sloth thing, maybe a meerkat. Maybe meerkat's not a good example of that because meerkats are pretty vicious. I watched Meerkat Manor and... it's like Hamlet up in there.
Yeah, you know? I've seen Meerkat Manor, and the only way I can describe it is Friday the 13th. That's the only way you can really lay it out there.
Yeah, you watch it starting thinking like, oh, these cute starlets on Friday the 13th, this is going to be fun to watch them live their lives. Or these meerkats, they're so cute, they pop their heads up, and then all of a sudden like, oh, this social structure is brutal. And also just hawks swooping out of the air. Oh, there's our baby, gone.
And I don't know who gave that meerkat a hockey mask or how they found one small enough to put on him, but there it is. At least that's the episode I saw.
I saw one where one of them learned to say, I'm Chucky, want to play? It was weird.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying. Like, how did he get a string with a thing you could pull that actually said those things? Like, who is the mad scientist out there creating these meerkats? Oh, it's reality television.
Yeah.
It all starts to fall into place right
now. That's right. Enjoy breakfast with Brent Pope? Help support it by buying some awesome swag like the comfy shirts and the beautiful coffee mugs. Go to breakfaststore.com.